Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Ready?
No.
I feel like I'm not supposed to watch that happen.
You're definitely not. Hello.
I feel like I just saw
something
I wasn't supposed to see.
To relax the podcast.
That was something
I am your co-host, Eric Carrot Stocklin.
Yes.
The first.
And I am shocked and stunned.
It's a pretty humbling moment as a grown adult man to take out a retainer.
Well, I don't care. I've had retainers. It doesn't bother me, but I just never want you to feel like
it's so weird awkward. About it.
So whenever you need to take out your like Invisalign retainer thingy,
yeah.
I always like, I'm like, oh, I'll give him privacy for that. I don't care. It doesn't gross me out or make me feel weird.
You're right.
Anyway.
You're right, though, in saying like you feel like you're not supposed to see it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, that's his private moment. I'm going to go walk away or turn around so that he can. I don't want you to feel like
the way you get them out is so awkward. You have to like, and then it makes a sound. And they're just, I think they're gross.
Well, just, you know, I don't care. It doesn't bother me, but I almost feel like I need to apologize that I was here when it happened, even though like it doesn't bother you. Like, I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be his privacy. And I like intruded upon it.
I also like, so you change them every week. Anyone who ever done this, I'm sure a lot of people have like, but like I have this phobia that I'll like need them again. Like I'll have to like go back or whatever for that week or so I don't throw them away.
I know I've
so
seen
our,
them.
Yeah. So our house is lousy with like dirt.
Yeah. But you don't put them in places ones. Where it's like, you'd remember which one is which. No. It's just, there's one time Rachel,
they're like
and
on
I,
windowsills.
I picked up Rachel for something once. We went somewhere together in a car
and it was in the side
thing.
She was in
the side thing. She's like, oh my, what is this? And she took a picture of it. And I was like, you can't post that. She's like, oh dang it.
It's
I was like, it's not mine. It's Eric's. I would have to ask him first.
Well, a lot of times what you're seeing there is that I've lost it and been like, oh, I lost it. I guess I'm starting the next week, you know?
You force those teeth into the right place.
I'm trying to run through these things. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
That's not what they say to do, but I do what they say. But sometimes a few weeks I'll lose them and that's what you're finding.
Well, that's exciting. You know what? I'm sorry.
What a way to start the podcast. I had forgotten to do that before.
I really did feel like it was something I'm not supposed to, like I like accidentally walked in on something I wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of like being bottomless.
Oh, what? Like someone walking in on you bottomless?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, that makes me think what needs to relax.
Go for it.
Is just hearing you talk about it for a second is made me go like, oh man, no one talks enough about how painful braces are, the whole experience of like you're shifting your teeth in any, whether it's Invisalign as an adult or like the metal hardcore braces that like I had growing
up.
Had
those too, yeah.
I don't think that like people just like accept like, oh, you get braces and you know, yeah, I guess it's like, they're kind of annoying or like whatever, but like you just kind of like, when I really think about it, braces were so horrible.
Oh, it was like medieval torture. Did you have rubber bands too?
Yes, of course I had rubber bands.
I didn't have rubber bands. I wouldn't do that.
What do you mean you wouldn't?
We talked about this a lot on the podcast.
Okay, but rewind. You wouldn't put in your rubber bands?
I was like, I don't want to do that. And like, yeah, you don't have to. Like, yeah, it wasn't like.
What do you mean you don't have to?
I didn't need like rubber bands. I was like.
Oh, so it wasn't like he said, here's rubber bands you need to put on. And you were like, no, I'm not doing that. It kind of was
a little bit. And then he was like, yeah, it's not the biggest issue. It wasn't the biggest issue.
Hmm.
Like nobody really fought back on it. They were just
That's
like.
Interesting and strange.
But I hated like the appointments where they would tighten. You'd go in there
They tighten them. So painful. And then if they didn't like clip the wire correct, like the wire would poke the inside of your mouth. I just remember the worst thing that I had. I had the rubber bands because I had a cross bite, a really bad cross bite. So I had the rubber bands to like make my teeth go the right way. But the worst thing for me was the palate expander, which I think I've talked about on here. The palate expander, which is like this big metal spider that goes on the roof of your mouth.
Oh, no, I didn't have that either. Whoa.
It was horrible.
Palate expander. This is we're describing here a medieval torture
device. Yes, like I'm so glad that there's Invisalign now. I know it still makes your teeth sore and your gums sore, like because your teeth are being forced to move, but like,
but you can have moments away from that claustrophobia of
right.
That. Yeah.
Well, and like, I just remember there were foods you couldn't eat with braces and you couldn't floss your teeth and things would get stuck in them. And it was so embarrassing. And like the metal brackets would cover up my mouth and the palate expander, there was a key that you put in this little hole in the top and you'd crank it every night and it would stretch your teeth apart. Like it would literally stretch, expand your palate.
Yeah.
And it hurt so freaking bad. Like it was so awful.
I know they put a wire, they glued a wire behind my the bottom row.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's an absolute insane thing to do.
Do you still have that?
No, it's out now. But like the idea, they, so they told me it would be 1 year. You just got to wear them for 1 year and this will, and that'll correct your issue. And then they refused to take them off for 3 years.
Your braces?
Yes.
Should have worn your rubber bands.
So I had them for 3 years.
Rubber bands.
And this, we're talking the majority of high school.
Can you even admit your part in this?
I'm not talking. I don't have no idea. I don't know what the rubber bands even do.
I can tell you. I could tell you.
Let me finish this thought.
I'm an orthodontist, sure. Love.
So then it ends up being 3 years and I go through that in the prime years of my high school experience. And then I'm immediately handed a retainer that I never wore for like one night.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here I am many years later. And like, you know,
yeah.
And because I didn't want to get my wisdom teeth out either for so long, things shifted and like starting from zero.
Yeah. Should have done rubber bands. Should have worn that retainer. Love.
But my grandmother's big advice to me as she got older, she was like, take care of your teeth. That was like her thing. It was like, if you have any advice, what would it be? And she said, take care of your teeth.
Did she have issues with her teeth?
Yes, she got older. Yeah. And I guess I think it was like very painful.
I just had a doctor's appointment recently and she was like, when was the last time you went to the dentist? You need to go. That's really important. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't do that. We talked about that on the podcast also.
Yeah, probably. The last time I went was when I was pregnant with Flynn. And Flynn is almost six.
That's wild.
It's a very long time. But I just feel like it's been 6 years. I haven't had any teeth issues. I feel fine and great. But I know that if I go, they're going to be like, oh, you have all these cavities and root canals. We have to rip out all your teeth and make you look very uncomfortable.
You drink sugar soda and you eat sugar cookies. You have lots of... I don't know that that's ever been proved. Hasn't that been debunked that cavities are genetic and not necessarily caused by, don't listen to me. I don't know.
I thought it was like genetics and it's also the food you eat and how well you take care of your teeth.
It has to be, right?
I think it's all of it. I'm an orthodontist. I'm a dentist.
But you're drinking acidic sugar multiple times a day.
You know what? I just talked about, you don't watch my vlogs, so you don't even know. What a time for you to bring that up, my love. I just talked about my vlogs.
Did you tell that story, that meeting?
Well, didn't happen at that meeting, but in meetings in the past, in general, over the last decade or two of my life, I'm always shamed for drinking soda pop.
Yeah.
And I finally was like, this cannot be true because Coca-Cola is a booming business. Soda pops are very successful. There's a Coca-Cola museum I went to once in Vegas. I'm sure they have them all over the place.
Yeah.
So it can't be that I'm the only person alive who drinks Coke. So I asked in my vlogs, I was like, hey, this keeps happening to me. And it's like, I'm always so shocked that people are so annoyed by it. Everyone was like, that's an LA, New York thing. Everyone drinks soda. That's crazy. Like, and it made me feel so validated. So thank you. If you commented on that vlog and let me know that like the majority of people don't think it's weird if you drink soda, but I'm telling you, literally you just heard it right now on this podcast, my own husband shaming me for enjoying a sugary, poisonous beverage.
As you get older you care about like your health and diet and stuff like that, I feel like soda is like the first thing that you
but I don't drink,
trying to live a healthy lifestyle.
I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol at all.
Right.
So like all these things that everyone else indulges in and it's acceptable, and those things are all much more dangerous for you. For me to just be drinking soda, I feel like it's so wild that that is so heavily judged.
Isn't
all the other
isn't sugar like as addictive as like, I don't know, heroin? is that true? I feel like I've heard that sugar is very addictive.
I've never heard of someone dying from a sugar overdose.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying like the overdose relation.
I'm not arguing that it's good for you. I'm very much aware of the fact that sugar is not good for you and that soda is not what you should drink if you're trying to be healthy and take care of your body. I very much understand that.
And we're talking about your dental
health.
But
imagine if I said that to you every time you had a cocktail, like, you know, just shamed you for drinking a cocktail and how you drink so many of those. Like, that'd be crazy. Be so rude. You know, like, I just think it's a funny little thing.
Right. Well,
but shame me all you want. I'm just saying, like.
But here's the thing. I cook for you a lot. Do I not?
You do cook for me.
And I'll bring you a plate of food, right?
Yeah. And you bring me soda.
And I always bring a little mini Coke. It's little mini
sweet.
Coke, right?
Yeah. It's very sweet.
People,
I'm not including you in the what I was talking about my vlogs ever. I was just bringing it up because you did it in this moment jokingly, so that's why I said it.
People are crazy for Diet Coke.
They are,
and my parents went through a phase of that that they're now over. But like, people love Diet Coke, but you don't.
I hate Diet Coke. Is it?
I can't imagine it's that much better for you. I think they just put that word on
it. Yeah, it's just a fake sugar. It's a different kind of sugar.
It's like a stevia.
Yeah, it's not sugar, I guess. It's fake sugar, but it's still, I don't know. I don't care if it's better for you or not. It tastes like actual anus. Uh-huh. I don't like it. The only diet soda that I think is like drinkable is Diet Dr. Pepper. I think tastes really good. It tastes similar to regular Dr. Pepper, where all the other diets don't taste anything like the original, in my opinion.
Coke Zero? What about the zeros?
Disgusting.
Okay. Cherry cola?
I mean, cherry cola is one of those things where like you got to really be craving it, which I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, I'm a very basic classic girl. I like Coca-Cola. That's what I like.
Yeah. Have you tried those like imitation ones that like have,
I have
probiotics?
Of course I have.
I don't know what they're called.
There's like Olipop soda flavor.
Well, they're not paying us, so.
Well, no one's paying us at all. but yeah, no, they definitely...
Idiot.
Definitely do not taste good. I don't like any of them, but it's okay. I mean, it's fine. I can handle it. I'm just like trying to point out that it's like kind of weird that everyone makes fun of me for that.
You must have done a food order and the restaurant must have just given you a bottle of Pepsi. So there's a bottle of Pepsi that's been sitting in our fridge for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's kind of funny.
What are we going to do with it? Just leave it there forever.
It's just going to be there forever. Cause like, even when you're like, oh, there's no Cokes. Like, huh?
Yeah.
Not the same.
I also don't like bottled sodas in general.
I think as a kid, when we had a Costco membership and my mom would get like a case of soda, I loved Barks root beer.
That's yummy.
And I loved Pepsi in a can.
Okay.
Pepsi in a can was better than any other form of Pepsi.
Okay. I was very nervous about where that sentence was headed. but I'm glad you just said that.
And you also hate
Pepsi. Yeah, sure. But I think canned, ice cold canned sodas are better than any. This is how I feel about it too. But it has to be like frigid, almost frozen cold to me.
2 liter bottle, waste your money.
Oh, no. I'm not drinking that.
Yeah.
You also
hate
that in your car. Like,
you hate Bar Cokes. And
I hate Bar Coke.
I think that's the best Coke. Like, if I have a little tummy ache, or if I just ridden
like
a roller coaster, Bar Coke, no, it's like carbonated water Coke.
It's so gross. The kind where it's like that it's attached to a hose underneath the bar. And I'm sure it's like attached to a sack of like soda.
And they have the little gun or whatever.
And they have a little gun with like the different shifters. No, that is trash. Whenever I go to a restaurant and I order soda, I can tell from the millisecond it touches my tongue if it's a Bar Coke or if it's like from like a fountain kind of Coke. Because I like the fountain ones, but the soda ones, the Bar Coke ones. Oh man, those are just freaking nasty.
I think the most unhinged I've ever been with this was that I used to have an apartment that was across from a Subway sandwiches, you know? And I would go there and I would get a Subway sandwich and then I would mix sodas.
I think everyone did that as a kid, right? That's a very universal thing.
I was 26, but
okay. Well,
I would mix like orange soda.
I don't think I've done that since I was like a very little kid.
Do you remember your go-to mix?
No, I think it was fun to put them all in.
Yeah. It was just fun. Yeah, fun.
But I remember like if you put too much of like, because there's always one that's like lemonade or something. If you put too much of one of those and it's like all flat, it's like not fuzzy enough.
Can't put it mixed
fuzzy,
with the juices.
Fizzy.
It needs to be carbonated. Did you ever make a slushy from 7-Eleven and put Coke in it?
No, they have Coke flavored slushies.
Oh. I feel like I invented that then because I feel like I remember doing that before. I didn't know that existed.
I would never do that because that would water down the slushy. Uh-huh. I'd want it thick. I don't want to. Well, water down slushy is no good.
It's like a slushy float.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would like that.
Okay.
But I'm glad you liked it. I never was very into slushies, honestly. It's not really my jam.
Yeah. People love it. There's like a slushy day.
Yeah.
It's like a holiday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know there's like a free, whatever. A free like a slushy at Slurpee at 7-Eleven day or something like that, right?
Slurpee, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, who needs to relax for you?
For me, it's you, Colleen.
Of course it is.
Shocking.
Let's hear it.
I haven't done you in a while, I feel. But we had a little.
That's not true.
We talked about it a little bit and I was like, I got to bring this up on the podcast. But I think, speaking of unhinged, the fact that you, at your age, are going through this crazy graphic t-shirt moment, it makes me laugh so hard, but also be concerned for like your mental health. Mm-hmm. Graphic tees as you grow up, I feel like there's like a fine, I feel like as an adult, you're only allowed to like own like 20 graphic tees. Or 10.
That's a lot. 20.
I know. 20. I 10.
You overshot there a little.
Yeah, overshot. But like you, I feel like you're wearing a different graphic tee every day that I've never seen before. And I'm wondering if this is access to the TikTok shop or what, but you're essentially buying t-shirts with like, that looks like someone has ironed on
a sticker.
Like this is like, they did not take screen printing in senior year of high school. I feel like that was the thing you can do in my high school. And so there's like these iron on stickers. It's a different one every day. So I went into your closet.
Oh no. That's a horrifying thing to do.
Pictures of all these t-shirts that you wear.
I mean, you're not going to talk about the one I'm currently wearing.
One of them that I took a picture of, you must have just gone and changed into because it was in your closet an hour ago. And it is, it's like 7 different pictures of our cat Gus. And it says Gus.
7? I don't know that you can count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures of our cat. And it's that look of that kind of like retro concert tee, but it's our cat and it says his name. Now I know you bought this on TikTok or Etsy.
Of course I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you proud of that purchase?
Yes, it's incredible.
I have all pictures of these. We can put them on the screen or not. I don't know. I don't know if that matters. Okay. Another one that just says, I came, I saw, I had anxiety, so I left.
Yes. And my friend gave me that for Christmas or my birthday, one of the two, I'm sure. And I love it because it is true.
But it does seem like they made it themselves with iron-on letters from like Michael's.
That one's actually pretty nice. It's very soft.
Houston, I have so many problems. And it's in the middle of it is a raccoon wearing a space helmet. And there's planets and stars and he appears to be floating through space.
Oh, love.
Houston, love. I have so many problems.
Hold on a second.
What does the raccoon have to do with anything?
Listen to me. If you are going to read my lame shirts, do not do it the disservice and pay it so much disrespect by not reading it correctly. The reason I love these
You didn't
shirts,
like the reading?
No, it wasn't a good reading.
You have notes?
The reason I love these shirts is because late at night, first of all, I love them because I know nothing about fashion. I think fashion and getting dressed is stressful. Getting dressed stresses me out. There are times where I'm like, I can't get out of bed because like, I'm going to have to like get ready for the day and put clothes on. And that stresses me out.
Well, now it's just leggings and a different graphic t-shirt.
Exactly. It's incredible. It's so easy.
But these things, so you can buy them plain. And you don't have to make it this statement every day.
No, I do. I think like if it's got a statement on it, it's like, it's a statement. It's like, oh, she wants to wear that shirt. Where if it's like nothing, then it's just like a black shirt and black pants. And I'm just like, look depressed.
Can I try again?
Wait, hold on. No. I was about to say why I like it is because I will read these and I'll see these shirts like in the middle of the night and they'll make me chuckle to myself because one of my favorite pastimes is going to like a Walmart, a Target, Kmart, like whatever, and reading the lame phrases on shirts with my friends, like is one of my favorite things that I used to do all the time. So like, I don't read it like, Houston, I have so many problems. I'm like, Houston, I have so many problems. It's like I read it like a really embarrassing, like,
and that makes it funnier to you?
Well, what's funny is that it's not funny. That is why it's funny to me.
I'm missing the irony here.
That is not a funny shirt. Houston, I have so many problems is stupid.
I think it's funny.
It's so stupid.
Well, why is it have a raccoon
space man?
So it's
funny. Exactly. It is so stupid that it's funny to me that someone made that and thought, this is very funny. Like, that's what's funny to me.
Well, people are buying them and you bought this.
Exactly. And I'll buy it again.
This next one is a shirt that just says, I'm the sibling that cries.
My sister gave me that one and I really love that one. It's very true. And that one's actually, I think that one is stitched. Like it's not, but it's
on a good quality. It's on like one of those comfort color shirts.
It's
like,
nice.
It's better quality.
I like that one.
Just drawings of cats.
Yeah. Doodles, I would say.
Drawings of cats or sea creatures are big for you these days.
I have Googled graphic t-shirt with doodles. Doodles of cats. Like I write doodles.
But it looks to me like something that you would have worn as like an 8-year-old.
No, Morris, I don't think I wore those as an 8-year-old, but I did have merch that was like that. Like one of my Miranda shirts looked like that. It had like the doodles on it, the different Miranda stuff.
Yeah.
And then
there's this one where again a raccoon.
That one's
and the
really
raccoon
weird.
Is wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. Says nothing.
Can I tell you something about that shirt?
Sure, please.
I don't know where that came from. It came. I ordered a shirt, and it was when I ordered the one for you too with the roly poly on it. And that one was in the package, but I didn't buy. I didn't order that one.
And it just made a mistake.
I did not. No, there's no phrase on it. It's just a random raccoon with a cowboy hat. Yeah. I wouldn't buy that.
And I was like, noticing a raccoon. That. I didn't know raccoon was like your favorite t-shirt.
No,
animal.
I don't like raccoon t-shirts, but it just like came with my order, and I was like, what is this?
They were just like,
have I ever worn
rid
it?
Of this?
No, I haven't. There's no weird phrase.
A circle of what looked to be like Salem witches, and it says girls will be girls.
That one's good. That one's not an ironic, funny one. That one's cool. Because they used to burn women and just be like, well, they're a witch because they like had an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read the play.
So anyway, yeah.
Have you read The Crucible?
A million years ago, and I don't remember it at all, but...
All is whale. And it's a stitching of a whale.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You bought two of those.
That was an accident. You know what happened to that one?
You know what's an accident? No, it's not an accident. Is that you always accidentally buy two of the thing. I ordered two.
I realize how that happened. Happen? I'll tell you how I've realized. I'll see something that will be like promoted to me on TikTok shop or Instagram or somewhere. And I'll be like, ooh, and I'll go and I'll look at it and I'll like put it in the cart and then I'll be like, nah, I'm not getting that. And then I'll scroll out of it and like go back to whatever I was doing. And then like a week later or something, I'll see it again. I'm like, oh, I really like that. Oh, I almost bought that. And then I didn't. I think I am going to buy it. And I'll go and I'll put it in my cart, but the cart will have saved like what I put in it last time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. When you like go off a website, the cart still exists.
Yeah. So the
cloud.
Cart will save that I already put it in the cart. So when I go like, oh, I never bought that. And I kind of wanted to, I think I am going to buy it. I'll put it in my cart. And then when I check out, I won't realize that there was two in the cart.
I think that's too much. When you like put something in a cart and you're like, no, I'm not going to buy it. And you close out the tab and then you get an email like, hey, it's waiting for you.
They don't have my emails. Cart. Oh my gosh.
That's happened to me. That doesn't happen to you.
No.
And I'm like, how'd you get my email? Why are you contacting me about the thing that I was going to buy maybe, but now, you know what I mean? I feel like you're like adding pressure. I don't know. Karma is a... And then it's a picture of a doodle of a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it just says Karma is a, but I assume that you mean cat kitten. Mm-hmm. It looks more like a kitten.
Well, you don't know what that's from?
It's from Taylor Swift.
Yeah, of course.
It's me. Hi, I'm the cool mom. It's me. Hi, I'm the cool mom. It's me.
No, you did it wrong.
It didn't feel good. I didn't commit.
Someone sent that to my PO box. I thought that was very sweet. I think it's funny. It's cute. It's a Taylor Swift lyric and it's a quirky saying on a t-shirt. Thought that was very nice.
It's good. this one says, what is even happening?
I love this shirt.
And it's a picture of a bear in a cowboy hat. What's with all these animals?
I don't know.
If they're just like, it has nothing to do with the phrase.
Yeah, I know.
It's just an animal. We'll just put a drawing of an animal in a cowboy hat and we'll just write whatever the F we want on this shirt.
Yeah.
And Colleen Ballinger will buy it.
I will.
I do like this one. What is even happening?
Yeah,
in fact,
I like that one.
I would prefer it if it was in my size and I could.
Yeah,
wear it.
That's a great one.
Terrific. Sorry, can't rock tumbling. Bye.
I think my mom got me that shirt or something. I don't remember, but I wear that one a lot. That one's very comfortable. I have so many of these. Keep it coming. This is fun to me.
Stay coo.
I've worn that on the podcast.
And it's a picture of a pigeon.
Which we know I love.
Girls Night. And it's a drawing of a bunch of women. And you might have to help me. I know.
Girls Night.
Yeah. The Girls Night. And then it's a picture of, I'm assuming, tailored.
Oh, yeah. All these. Yeah. Yeah.
Cher,
I just
Dolly
bought
Parton,
that.
Tina Turner, and RuPaul.
Actually, that's a shirt that I almost gave to you. It's from that artist that you like that artist. And it's from that, Like I got your shirt.
I was
going
to say I liked it.
Yeah, I know. I got that. I got that shirt when I.
Oh, you got the birthday ones for me?
When I got you ones for your birthday, and I saw it, I was like, oh, I love that. And I couldn't remember if I got it in a small or large, but I was like, maybe I should get it for him. But then I just got it for myself.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, you got shirts from there. I got you shirts from there.
Yeah, I wish I could keep it coming, love. I mean, we could podcast the rest from like your closet, but like. It's endless.
All I'm hearing is that you think I have amazing fashion.
That's what I'm saying to you. Well, it's like you used to like only wear your merch and then it was
I feel like that never happened.
And then it was like tights and like a merch top.
Tights?
You know, like Lululemon's.
Those are leggings.
Leggings. And then it was just those rompers, which mm-hmm, we talked about mm-hmm. last time. And then now it's just a random, usually poorly made graphic t-shirt that you've bought online. And I just find it fascinating. And I think it's like when someone's car is like really messy, I feel like it was always like, oh, they're having a rough time right now. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you're okay.
I've never thought that about someone who has a
really?
Messy car.
I was like, what's the sign of someone being like sad or something?
Oh, I never thought that. I think I know so many people with messy cars.
Well, that's sad. I don't know what I mean. Like they have it together. They have their S
together.
I don't
know. I don't associate that at all. I just think some people don't want to clean out their car and some people do. But
don't look in my minivan right now.
Yeah, our kids are not in the category of liking to keep the car clean.
Yeah, they don't like them.
Wait, so here's the deal. You look at my shirts and go, that person's a mess.
I was like, what's she going through? Well, it's every outfit now. It's like a different... I feel like a t-shirt arrives at the house a day.
That is not true. Okay. That's not true. No, but I do love a silly graphic tee. What's funny about them, though, is that I like them. This is how I know I like them for me. Like, uh-huh. I truly do like them. And they make me chuckle or make me smile or make me feel like happy.
You?
They're
okay.
Cozy. I don't have to worry about how my body looks or like how my, you know, how... You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my body to be perceived in any way. It's just like hides my body because they're big and baggy. And I don't have to think about like fashion or looking good because people would see a silly shirt and be like, oh, she's not trying to like look fashionable and cute. She just like, that's her vibe. She just doesn't care. But then also, which obviously I care very much what people think about me, which is why I wear big baggier shirts or just big baggy rompers because I don't want people to judge me for wearing stupid clothes and not understanding fashion. But what's funny about it is most of the time when I'm wearing a shirt like this, I won't leave the house with it on. Like I had a chiropractor appointment the other day and I was wearing the Houston, I have so many problems shirt.
Did a chiropractor comment on the shirt?
I took it off because I walked up to the car and I was starting to get in the car and go, oh no, I'm wearing this shirt. And I went inside and I changed it to a plainer shirt. And then went to my appointment because I didn't want to have that conversation. I didn't want her to be like, wait, what's your shirt say? What does it say? What does that mean? Oh, okay. Like, I don't want that conversation.
I think that's where I'm getting is like where I was going to end my point was that like, I feel like graphic t-shirts are like, you know, vanity license plates on cars to whereas you're like, you see one and you're like, oh, I got to read it. You know what I mean? I need to read it and figure out what it says. I feel like graphic t-shirts like, it's like, what does this person's shirt say? You know what I mean? It's like saying something. It's inviting conversation. It's making a statement. Even if that statement is like, what is even happening?
That's a good read of that.
It's like, thank you. It's like, you're like showing your, it's like personality. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, it's like your sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I don't know.
But I don't typically wear them out and about. And if I do, like we were at a park recently and like a mom came up and talked, a couple different moms came up and like talked to us. Cause you just do that when your kids are all playing. And I remembered I was wearing a shirt and I don't remember which one it was, but it was similar to like the Houston, I have so many problems type of shirt. It was something with some uh-huh. stupid phrase on it like that. And I remember being like, oh no. Like, and of being so embarrassed. Cause like they didn't comment on it or anything, but I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing that I'm wearing this shirt right now. But like when I'm at home, like it's what I want to wear. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it because like, but it, you know, it would be even worse if I was wearing an outfit that I was like trying to look trendy and cute. And then I saw people on, but I feel like I'd be like, oh no, they're probably judging my outfit. And I'm like, how's my body look right now? Like, are they thinking about like, I don't know, like all my insecurities that I have in my own mind. that no one else even notices or thinks about,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I
don't think thinking about you that much.
Of course they're not.
But
of
they are reading your t-shirt if you have something that says something on it.
I know. And I was really embarrassed. Gosh, I wish I could remember what it said because it was something so embarrassing like that.
Have you seen, this is, I'm going to sound terminally online, but I wonder if you've seen these, like on TikTok, there's like, you'll be scrolling and then it'll be like a live and it'll be a woman like holding up t-shirts being like, all right, we have this one here. We're selling. Thank you. And like, they're like live selling t-shirts that just say like really kind of crass things.
Or I always
like,
scroll past lives really fast. I don't really stay on them.
It makes me uncomfy.
But I've seen people trying to sell stuff on lives. Yeah. So what do you think I should be wearing?
Well, I just wondered if you owned a plain t-shirt that like was like you're like, I like this. This is a well-made t-shirt. I like this t-shirt. And it's
but if there's nothing on it, then like I wouldn't like it.
So you, so plain t-shirt.
That's a waste of money to me.
has to have a random saying
well,
on it.
Like, what am I going to wear? A cowboy hat shirt with my black leggings?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm always like, oh, I got to find the perfect like plain t-shirt. You know what I mean? That like,
see, like, to me, like a t-shirt, if I were to wear this exact outfit I'm wearing right now, but this shirt had nothing on it, was just black, I would look like a slob. Whereas this is like a slob, but like a silly slob.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it, I feel like it looks, it would, I would look sloppy or like I really didn't try at all. And so super,
I feel like this,
you know, if I was wearing just a shirt, like a baggy shirt with nothing on it and then just leggings and there's no color or nothing, no interesting thing to my outfit at all, I feel like I would just look like I was in pajamas, where this is like, that's a choice, that weird shirt. Okay.
I think it's the opposite for men. I feel like, speaking specifically just for my gender, but like
it
like makes
men.
You look like, for me, for my age, trying to be a cool dad or you know what I mean? Or try hard or.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel that.
I work in a record store.
So what do you think I should wear?
Huh?
So help me with my fashion then. Eric's always had issues with my fashion because I don't have any fashion. I'm not upset about it.
I don't have any issues with your fashion.
I agree. Well, because it was because.
But you're not like, I just think you're not like, you're not
I just
like,
don't care.
No, you're not like stylish.
Well, I guess I do care.
You're not like, you're not
no,
like,
I'm not.
You, like,
I don't
you literally say
it.
Like, I don't notice those things.
I do not.
It's
I
like,
do not.
The same way that you don't watch movies and don't know who any actors are. You're like, you don't know.
No, my brain cannot. It's like when people go like, oh, I was never good at math, or my brain just really can't comprehend like languages. I'm really bad at the, like when people's brains just cannot figure something out.
You
like
don't know.
Fashion is something my brain will never understand or be able to.
I think you don't just.
It makes no sense to me.
I just think you don't care.
Well, clearly I do. If I just have this whole explanation of like, well, if I wear this and this and this, and like, clearly I care in a certain way, but I don't care in the sense of like, it's just clothes and fashion journal is very stressful to me. Like
it
to
is.
Think about
when you have
what
to get dressed up to
wear?
Go to like a thing or go.
No.
When you do have to get dressed up to go out to like a.
Oh my God. I'd
like
rather,
the closet gets turned upside
oh my God.
Down.
It stresses
stuff hanging everywhere.
Me out.
You do it. You like change outfits multiple times. You bring multiple, you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
so envious of people who like, just like put like you, like you'll just put on clothes and you like look cool. And I'm like, how do people do that? Like, how do people just like know what looks cool together? Cause to me, none of it makes any sense. And I feel like there's been so many times where I've tried to dress like normal, not even like super cute or whatever, but just like dress like a normal person and have been like made fun of. Like people have told me like my clothes are lame.
You're just, your brain's busy doing lots of other stuff.
Cause even when I would wear like in haters back off days, I remember you commenting on my pant, my jeans that I was wearing and like my tank tops that I would wear.
I commented on them?
Yes.
It's like,
I think
we've
talked about this on the podcast. What? You said that like you commented on, I don't remember what you said. You said something about like my jeans looking like they're from high school or something. And
no,
then.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And my tank tops.
I should not have been speaking about your clothes.
I don't. Well, not on set. I'm talking about. After, like way after like Haters Back Off was over,
okay.
When we would talk about being on set, you would talk about the clothes I would wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't do it on set. You didn't do it during Haters.
When we were like in a relationship.
Yeah, once we yes.
Okay.
So it was like years later and you were talking
like,
about.
Like at work and I was like, what are those?
Because you'd be like, oh, I just remember this one day you were wearing this like tank top that looked like. You like made fun of some like graphic weird tank top.
You had
I
a graphic
had.
Tank top that like looked like it was bought at a truck stop. And I remember you like, or like it looked like a biker, like you were biker chick kind of thing. And it stuck in my brain.
Yeah. And I remember you saying that.
And we jokingly had this conversation. Yes. I wasn't like negging you, just to be clear.
Totally. But I remember when you said it in my head, I was like, oh yeah, that lame freaking thing. It was so embarrassing, stupid. But in my head, I was like, oh, I thought that was a cute, like kind of cool. Like that was one of my like cool, I'm being fashionable today shirts.
Right.
So like, it just, but that's always how it's been with me. Like I'll think something is cool. Like I remember even back to like when I was like 14, 13 in high school wearing this shirt that I thought was so fashionista. Like I thought it was the cool. I was like, I'm gonna go to school and everyone's gonna be like, oh my gosh, is she the most popular person here? Like, why is she dressed so cool? And it was like, the only way to describe it is it was fuzzy. Like it was like a fuzzy, but like a hard, it was like AstroTurf kind of material. And it was purple and had sparkles. And I was in high school and it went down to my elbows. Like the length of the sleeve was very strange.
Like a shirt?
It was a shirt. And I went to school thinking everyone was going to say I was so beautiful in this shirt.
What did they say?
And there's a bunch of boys who said, your shirt looks like AstroTurf. And they're making fun of me. And they said, my chest was so flat they could play football on my AstroTurf shirt. And I was like, oh, I thought this was a cool shirt. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, not only did you make fun of my body, but you made fun of my clothes. But that's kind of how it's always been.
That's
like,
so terrible.
Just because I don't understand fashion. It makes no sense to me.
What awful little boys.
So I'm like, I'd rather just wear like a quirky, weird shirt and people be like, oh, she just is like a quirky weirdo. Like, I'd rather own that than like try to be fashionable. Cause that's so painful when you like think that vulnerable of like, I'm going to embrace my like fashion and I'm going to try to look really pretty or really cute. And then someone tears it down. It's like, oh, that's like painful.
I just don't think, I don't know.
So I'd just rather not try.
I just think like you have to not, I think like leave some of the caring behind and not. Have you ever been like thrifting? Have you ever gone to like a thrift store?
Yes.
Like a Wasteland or a Crossroads type of place? Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Well, that's not thrifting.
No, I feel like
those are like the expensive stores.
No, that's like used clothes. Like people.
Oh, I thought thrift stores were like you go and there's like the clothes are like a quarter. Oh no, your camera just died.
That's like a Goodwill.
Yeah, that's a thrift store.
Yeah, you can go there too. Yeah, sure. Of course.
Well, that to me is thrifting a Goodwill. But if I'm going to go buy something secondhand and it's $100, that's not thrifting.
No, it's certainly not. It's not like that.
Okay, girl.
It's like considerably marked down. I think like Goodwill level.
Like how much?
Down.
Tell me how much like
what?
How much is like the average price of a shirt at one of those places?
I don't know. Probably between like $10 and $25.
That's bananas. That's how much I pay for a brand new shirt.
Well, you're buying a sticker on a blank t-shirt online.
Right. Well, I think you should give me a makeover.
What?
Because you're the one who's like, you have all these ideas about fashion.
Okay.
And when you have bought me clothes in the past, and they've always been very cute. So you should give me a makeover since...
All right, next episode, you will be fashion... You'll be styled by me. How about that?
My fashion...
And you can't...
Just, it bothers you so much.
It doesn't bother me. No, it's...
Just kidding.
It doesn't bother me at all. I love your fashion. I think you always look cute. I just... the graphic tee thing just kind of threw me... I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Well, thank you.
Because it tickles like me too, love. It cracks me up.
I like my cozy big shirts.
You're always doing a bit with a shirt.
Or you... I'm using someone else's bit. It's not my
right.
bit.
I looked at the comments from our last episode.
Good for you. Was that fun?
It was sweet. Always a good time. And I wanted to read you some.
Let's hear it.
Anastasia Beaverhausen.
What a
incredible name.
I know. I love it.
Top comment. Guys, hands raised. Flynncyclopedia.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, what a good nickname for our son that knows everything.
He does know everything about animals.
About sea creatures.
That's a great idea. Flynncyclopedia. Yeah.
Come on.
That's his name.
Why didn't I think of that?
This is so uncomfortable. I thought it would be comfortable. And now I feel like I just wanted to have my legs on you, but now I'm just like falling
uncomfortable.
A bit. I know.
Someone whose handle is Fun With Friends. So, and I saw a lot of comments about this.
Okay.
Was that okay that their name is that? Or are you just
sure,
being uncomfortable?
Yeah. I was just uncomfortable. Yeah.
I know we're all singing that baloney song in our head.
What baloney song?
Oscar Mayer baloney song. I don't know.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
No. There's a baloney song.
Huh?
Oscar Mayer apparently was a songstress back in their day.
Hmm.
The Wiener Company.
Okay.
And I know that one you're talking about, but I didn't know the baloney one.
I don't know this one.
So I looked it up and I found this commercial on YouTube from what appears to be the 80s. I have not listened to it. So this is me. We're live reacting at the same time to the baloney song.
Bologna.
Yes.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-A-R.
Yeah, I've heard this.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oh. Oscar Mayer.
My goodness.
Bologna.
Bologna.
So funny to me that like everyone was like, well, I know how to spell baloney because of that commercial, which I don't. It's not in my brain.
But she didn't spell baloney.
You knew that song at the end.
Oh, I only heard the.
Listen
wait,
the
I thought she just was spelling Oscar Mayer.
If you ask me, I'll say.
Oof.
That kid fishing while eating a bologna sandwich and singing that song. How, I mean, 5 years old, how in the world did they find that kid?
I don't know.
And I hope they're a millionaire from that.
Probably not.
Their parents didn't spend that money. I hope they invested that and now have a fortune. What a great commercial.
What a cute little voice
and and it works, you know, it's stuck with people. That's so great. Wearing overalls.
Cute.
That was wonderful.
I love that.
How pleasing.
So there are a lot of comments about that?
Yeah, about that song and like how they instantly knew how to spell baloney. Because I had a really hard struggle with that last week. Jenny Brienne said, rompers for men used to be a thing years ago. They tried to market them as romp him.
Romp him?
Get out of town.
Oh my gosh.
You're
lying. Romp her. There was her in it, and that was too hard for men to handle.
Monica, would love to see you two act in a rom-com.
Oh my gosh.
You should write one for you two.
I don't think I could do that.
Elevator pitch me a rom-com, Colleen, right now.
Huh? Elevator pitch you a rom-com?
Yeah, just pitch me a rom-com starring me and you. What's the meet?
Starring me and you?
Yes, that's the whole idea. No. What's the meet cute? The meet cute, yeah. It's a writing term for like when your two main characters in a rom-com first meet. They call it a meet cute.
I've never heard that. Meet cute. Sounds like
writer.
Sounds like raw meat, like
meet cute.
Like, ugh. Okay. How about this?
Okay. Go.
A woman has never been kissed. And she goes back to high school as an undercover reporter to try to tell what high school is like.
And Never then, Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
But what I love about your pitch is that it's already been done and we can just remake it.
Well, I don't want to remake it. I just want to liked that
one.
You just
want to watch that one?
Well, you just said to like pitch a rom-com, so I'm just pitching
no,
a rom-com.
No, starring me and you. If you were to write
one. I could never do that. I couldn't be in a rom-com because I'd have to be like a real person.
Can I
like
come up with one?
Yeah.
Single guy living in
I would hope if it's a rom-com.
living in the sprawl of Los Angeles. Hipster but shy.
What's it literally about us?
Finds, sees a girl.
Wait.
Sees a woman from across the street and she's stapling something to a telephone pole.
Okay.
And then he's just watching her and she walks away and he wasn't going to go that way. But now he's like, I got to go see what this beautiful woman who caught my attention was stapling to a telephone pole. And he crosses the street and he looks at it and it's the missing sign of a pet.
Okay.
Of a Persian cat.
Okay.
This Persian cat is missing and she looks sad, by the way, when she was putting up the sign. She didn't look like happy or whatever. Okay. But it has her phone number there in case you find the cat. So he takes the phone number His cut, smash cut to he's back at his.
The
his
elevator door has opened.
Cool, his cool hipster apartment. And he's like, I'm going to call her and tell her I found the cat, even though I haven't found the cat, just to talk to her.
Oh, it's a liar. Then,
but he's not a bad guy. He's not a creep.
Okay, in order for it to be a rom-com, I have notes.
What's funny about that, love? And then what's the ending?
Well, I have notes here. A rom-com is typically always the same thing. It's like, it's a guy and a girl who don't get along, and then they end up falling in love. So it's got to be like he's like a guy who like he collects random strays and like does something like gives them new homes or like he hates cats, and so if he ever sees a cat on a bar, he like takes it, puts it somewhere, but then. He meets this girl that he likes, and then he finds out that one of the cats or the cat that he took or something is her cat, but he has to like pretend like it wasn't because he starts to fall in love with it. It's gotta be like something like that.
Can't he like get a different Persian cat?
They have to like hate each other.
Get a different Persian cat, whatever. No, because I was thinking the thing that you're talking about could be that she finds out that it's not that he was lying.
Yeah, and but then, so, she so then she thinks she's
like
a him.
Creep. And then she's like, but like he ends up like winning her back, like when they.
He's a liar.
Later,
no.
Like he it's does always, find
think
the
about
cat.
It. Think about it.
Or the
think
cat. About, the cat was in her basement the whole time.
It's always like there's some like they like 10 things I hate about you.
They both work together.
I'm gonna show that we could never like. I hate this guy. I hate this girl. And they hate each other. And they fall in love.
That's based on Shakespeare. Like, that's based on Much Ado About Nothing. I don't know if you did you know that.
Yes, of course. But then there's also, there's so many things
she's
like that. But like, think about all the rom-coms. It's always like, you're so annoying. Like Miss Congeniality. Oh, she's such a mess. Oh, he's so annoying. And then they like end up falling in love. That's like what rom-coms are.
That's what rom-coms are?
It's like we have to
is
like.
Is that true?
Yeah, I feel like it's the plot is always like
they hate each other.
And then if you've got mail, oh, she owns the small business and he's the big corporation, and they've been emailing, and then he finds out.
You could have
gone
Sleepless in Seattle, and you went. You've got mail.
Well, I'm thinking about the story that I'm trying to prove my point here that like a lot of rom-coms are of that storyline where it's like, oh, she like her like worst enemy is the person that she was like falling in love with through email and. Hello. And also, You've Got Mail is incredible.
What? No, it's not.
You've Got Mail is incredible.
I feel like you're thinking of Sleepless in Seattle.
I am not thinking of Sleepless
in
Seattle.
Or like When Harry Met Sally or something.
When Harry Met Sally is great. But that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of...
These are movies you've seen.
You've Got Mail is amazing.
Have we figured
out... Tom Hanks is so good in that. What's her face? The other one. I don't remember her name. Meg Ryan. Great. Oh. I love You Got Mail.
I didn't know that you'd seen movies, but apparently you
have. Which one is Sleepless in Seattle? Is that the one where the guy like is in a coma or something and she's pretending she's his girlfriend?
What? No.
Wait, what's that one I'm thinking of?
It's like Regarding Harry, I think, with Harrison Ford.
What? No. No. There's one where like there's a guy and he like gets hit by a train or something. Yeah. And he's like in a coma. That's and then the girl not, pretends to no, be sl- his fiance Seattle, or something. Like she was in love with him because she would. It's Sandra Bullock, isn't it? And she like
and not Meg Ryan. You're right.
And but she like puts like she's the one. She gives him a ticket on the train every day, and then he gets hit.
Oh,
and
that's
then
every,
the whole family
movie.
Thinks that like she's his girlfriend or something.
I was thinking about the Harrison Ford like amnesia one, but
I don't know that one.
Well, they both
Sleepless. I don't think I know
Sleepless
what Sleepless. What's
Sleepless
that one?
Yeah, it was Tom Hanks is mourning the loss of his wife and his young son, and he starts calling. Gets his son calls into a radio like love talk show. And then she ends up saying, put your dad on the phone. And so like Meg Ryan is across the country. She falls in love with him over his like radio interviews about like the loss of his wife. And then they meet at the, you know, then they meet at the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I feel like I New Year's. Vaguely remember this, but clearly I didn't.
It's way better than You've Got
That's
Mail.
That's not true because I love You've Got Mail.
Well,
What's
maybe one day you'll
mail?
See, maybe one day you'll see a rom-com, from us.
You won't. I wouldn't be able to do it.
That's just a tri-tip recipe.
What is?
Well, I'm going through the screenshot on my phone.
People who are just listening, we're like talking about rom-coms. You're like, maybe you'll see us in a rom-com someday.
It's a podcast.
That's
you
just
gotta just like go.
Recipe?
You just gotta go with
okay,
it.
Anyway.
I mean, I don't know. That's pretty much it. Someone asked about like my experience working on Criminal Minds because they liked hearing about like us working together.
Oh yeah.
And I can always talk about like anything like that, but that's okay.
Oh,
it was fun.
Okay, stay tuned. Criminal Minds next week. You're gonna talk about your experience on Criminal Minds while we're at Sonic, because every week we say we're going to go to Sonic.
If they deliver.
Well, yeah. So sorry, we still haven't gone to Sonic. We'll do that.
Someday.
I really want to.
When we do, when the episode starts and we're at Sonic, it's going to blow freaking people's minds.
It's going to be crazy.
The buildup is insane.
It's going to be so crazy. Like usually when people put on our podcast and they hear our voices, they're like, huh. And this time they'll be like, like yeah. That. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, it's there also were a lot of comments about like, what?
Why aren't you guys going to Sonic? Go to Sonic, yeah.
There is one kind of close to my family. We're going back to Connecticut.
Yeah, so maybe we'll go
in
then.
In a couple weeks, maybe we'll go then.
Okay.
Are you going to yawn? You holding
it
in?
I'm very sleepy. Yeah, we're going to go. But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.